Good afternoon, Tercy's Lawn Care and Pest Control.
Hi, can I speak with Andrea, please?
This is she.
Hi, Andrea. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Busy, but actually, I'm glad to stop for just a second. How are? What can I do for you, or vice versa?
Sure, we'll go ahead and give you a break here for a minute. So it looks like we have you guys ready for an underwriting call. That means that the underwriters have processed everything and they're ready to extend an offer to you. I guess I was just looking for your availability. We could do it this afternoon. If today's good for you, we can try tomorrow. What do you think? Should be about maybe 10 to 15 minutes, depending on.
Okay, we can do it this afternoon for sure, but I'm going to give you my cell phone number because I'm going to be stepping out of the office for the balance of the afternoon.
Sure.
To take care of some out-of-office items. So if they can call me on my cell, that would be fine.
Absolutely. I'll go ahead and let them know. And what's the cell phone number?
609-417-6728.
6728. And what's a good time for you, Andrea?
After 2 p.m. would be fine.
After 2 p.m. Gotcha. Okay. I'll go ahead and put that there. Now, you mentioned you guys had about 65 in outstanding loans, and then you wanted 100,000 on top of that for some project financing. Is that the 100,000, is that going to be used for projects coming up in the near future, like the next?
Yeah, well, we want to do, there are several things that we want to do. A huge one is a marketing budget, because we did some really successful marketing this spring and added, I don't know, an additional 100 accounts or so, but we'd like to double or triple that for the fall, and it's just the overhead with, frankly, with postage, and we bring in temporary labor to do mailing because we mail out 5 or 10,000 pieces of mail at a time. So that's a biggie.
Definitely.
But you know, and there's always the benefit of when we can order our products, because we order by, you know, we get 5 or 6 tons in on a tractor trailer at a time, and when we can order ahead at a lower price, then we also get the benefit of a lower price point, and then we get to pass that along to our customers.
Sure, bulk orderings, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys had a successful marketing campaign. How much of that money do you think would go to the marketing versus, you know, the equipment or, you know, 5 to 6 tons of products, that kind of stuff? Would you be able to break it down or not
yeah,
exactly?
Yeah, I could absolutely break it down if they want me to. I can't do it right this sec, but I'd have to run my numbers from last year.
No worries. Okay, so yeah, I guess you guys can talk about that here in the afternoon and try to figure it out. So basically, it's going to go into marketing and bulk ordering. And then I guess the landscaping business tends to kind of quiet down in December, the winter time. You guys also have a pest control. Do those operate under the same business entity?
Yeah, we do. And we don't really slow down. We're only really off the road for lawn care for 2 months. And if
okay.
There's no snow on the ground, it's actually less than that. But we typically stop applicating in late December. So it's January and February. Our season starts March 1st for lawn care applicating. We do a lot of winter animal renewal, and we also do attic insulation installations in the winter and landscape lighting projects. So we have a lot of other, I don't know if you've been on my website, we do a lot of other things besides lawn care and pest control.
Yeah, I was doing
so that we continue to make money to pay our bills.
Just kind of diversify when people.
Yeah,
don't
well, it, it, absolutely. And the landscape lighting has been a big one for us this year. We've sold, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20,000 in that. So that's been the profit margin on that's pretty good. Also, leaf to fire gutter system. So,
okay.
You know,
nice.
We can't do attic insulation in the summer; it's too hot. So we reserve that for the winter. But if you go online to tercygroup.com, you'll see, you know, it tells you pretty much everything that we do.
Sure. I will definitely take a peek at that and have them look at it too. So yeah, it looks like you guys are well distributed throughout that industry. Most of the lawn people tend to die out in the winter time, kind of take some time off and just hope to survive. But no, you guys have definitely spread it out.
You know, we have a we have things that we like to do, and in order to do that, we have to be able to pay for them. So, it's a lot of companies. We don't really compete with any of the small guys. Our competition is the big national firms like Chemlawn, Lawn Doctor, Scotts, those kinds of companies, and just simply by virtue of the type of employees that we have and how we run our company. So, you know, but we lost a lot of competition after the market crash in 2008, and then you see a lot of people who frankly lost good jobs after that, who tried, you know, we're trying this, you know, just kind of like a one truck company or something like that. And, you know, I've had customers that, you know, they go with those guys for 1 year because they undercut pricing, and then they can't deliver because they're not charging enough to run a business.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So we're in business 12 months out of the year. We do daily deposits all the way through that period.
Nice. Okay. Then, yeah, I'll definitely include that here in the notes and just kind of let them know. I think somebody was asking some questions about the bank statements at first. I wouldn't have verified them for you, so you don't have to worry about that. But
Yeah, sorry to have to send over so many, but it was kind of a weird situation. And, in fact, I'm working with TD now just to consolidate everything because it is a lot, you know.
Yeah, there was a couple different accounts, but it's not a bad thing. I mean, distributing them over a few accounts is just, some people do that, so, yeah.
Well, we did it out of necessity for that line of credit we used to have, that if it were still in place, you and I would not be having this conversation. You know, it worked really well for a long time, and you know, it is what it is. Lending was a lot easier in those days.
Of course, they really were. What happened to that line of credit? Did they call it? Was it?
They called it. We paid it early every single year. We never missed a single payment. We were paying. You know, we would use it as we needed it. Obviously, we wouldn't borrow against it unless we needed it. And you know, I have 26 years of you know, history and bank deposits, and you can see when our slow periods are and when our, you know, like in July, everybody's on vacation, no one's paying their bills on time. But what happened with Liberty Bell Bank, they were a niche bank, and they were looking for small new business in their area. So I walked in, I did a presentation, you know, and we started out at 25, then they increased it to 50, then they increased it to 75, and that was all we really needed. But they had some investor fraud, and I think that they got really squeamish and started pulling anything that wasn't a guaranteed, you know, that, you know, they were only lending to larger companies, basically. And in fact, we complain about it because their website, consequently, is the most difficult website to log into. There's like 7 different login pages you have to go through when we try to balance our accounts, and it's infuriating. So, that's what happened there. It was all in the news. I mean, you can Google Liberty Bell Bank, and you can see what happened there.
Sure, I could do that. It's not fair that you guys had to pay for that. So they had some investor frauds, and they kind of just came crashing down and got scared, so they closed all the lines.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened with them.
Well, that's really not, that wasn't a good move.
And the other thing I'd like to, I mean, and we do have some extraneous debt out there that we would like to just wrap into, you know, one payment and get that all out of the way. So, you know, and that, I have the number. I don't have I left my briefcase out in my car. But, you know, so basically we're just looking to simplify everything and get the warehouse filled up before the end of the fall. And because, you know, even my suppliers, they're looking to sell stuff because their season's starting to slow down, so they're starting to offer deals to their you know, so it's a cyclical thing. You know, we all benefit when we can do that.
Sure, absolutely, and that is a good deal. Towards the end of the years, they do start to try to get rid of some inventory, so if you buy it in bulk and it's a good deal, you might, that might be worth it in the long run. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and if you need numbers on that, I mean, I would refer you to my sales rep for Reed and Perrine. We purchase about 80% of our stuff from them.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm going to go ahead and put all this in for the those underwriters. They're the ones that kind of handle the number crunching and everything else a little bit out of my hands. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. I'll let them know to give you a call on your cell phone after 2 p.m. sometime today.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Perfect. And then you can go from there. They should be able to talk you through and see what they had put together for you there.
Cool.
All right, Andrea, thanks for the time.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.